Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Veda Introductory, presented by Sri Gopalakrishna Narayanan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Most respected, dear family members, my pranams to you. So many people in India, many Indians used to say that there is nothing like what we say Indian scientific heritage. Ancient Indians have not discovered or invented anything. Some people used to say everything what is told in the modern science has been here in our Vedas. Some other people say there is not much Indian heritage. We cannot say that there are so many Indian heritage, scientific heritage, but there may be something like Pythagoras theorem or something connected with Vedic geometry or something like Vedic mathematics. So you can see three categories of people. One group telling that everything existed in India. Another group telling that nothing existed in India. And a third group telling that there was something, but not the so-called science and technology. What I wanted to convey, or what I want to convey you in this small speech, is that all the three viewpoints are wrong. There were excellent discoveries and inventions made by Indians, but it does not mean that everything is available in Vedas or ancient India. So when we have to understand, or when we are trying to understand Indian scientific heritage, first thing what we should understand is about Indian scientific temper. Many people say scientific temper means that approach, attitude, vision, viewpoint that is created or that is maintained in our mind, that everything can be answered using modern science. Everything cannot be answered using modern science. Many of the feelings that we have got, many of the mental emotions cannot be answered using science. Maybe we can say, I am getting angry because of the particular hormones generated in my brain or in my body. But the answer is yet to be explained, that when such and such hormone is coming, why that hormone is coming? And when such and such hormone is coming, why it is reflected as anger in my body? So you can see that hormone is formed so that anger is formed. Hormone is formed, that is why you are feeling happy. Hormone is formed, that is why you are feeling one type of fear. So these are all the things, the fear, the anger, the happiness, the consolation, and the contentment, respect. These are all the things which we cannot explain, which we cannot measure, which we cannot analyze systematically using modern science. So in our Vedas, particularly 4th chapter of Yajurveda, 11th stanza, it is told, 11th mantra, it is told that vidyam cha avidyam cha yastat veda ubayam saha avidyaya mrityam tirtva vidyaya mrityam asmati. There are two types of knowledge: eternal, experiential, spiritual knowledge, known as vidya; external, experimentable, scientific knowledge, known as avidya. So use the scientific knowledge, use the avidya, for solving our day-to-day problems in the life. Avidyayamrityam tirtva vidyayamritam ashnuti. Use the spiritual knowledge for attaining permanent shanti, permanent peace. And just before chanting this mantra, another mantra is given in the 40th chapter of Yajurveda. 40th chapter is known as Ishavasyopanishad. In that Ishavasyopanishad, it is told that Andam tama pravishanti ye avidyam upasate tato bhuya ivadetamo yavu vidyayam ridaha. Those who are thinking that the science can solve all human problems, they are leading themselves into blinding darkness. Andam tamaha, the darkness through which you cannot see anything. Andam tamaha pravishanti, te pravishanti. E avidyam upasate, those who are thinking that science can solve all the problem. Tato bhuya, the same thing will be happening. Ya uvidyayam ridaha, those who are thinking that the spirituality can solve all the human problem. Both of these group of the people will be leading themselves into blinding darkness. So that I think it is the perfect scientific temper. This existed in India right from the beginning because it is present in the Vedas. And this approach, I think it has been accepted mainly by majority of the thinkers, scholars and scientists world over, including Albert Einstein, Robert Oppenheimer, Robert Hoyle, and many senior thinkers and politicians like Gorbachev also. So the first vision India has got is that there are experiential knowledge and experimentable knowledge. And whenever you are telling that we have to forward ourselves, march forward by ourselves, it is told that 4 points are to be kept in the mind. First point is Shastram Pramanam. Shastram Pramanam, you have to analyze everything based on the science. Shastram has got another meaning. The one which is guiding you, which is motivating you, which is instructing you, which is showing you the pathway, that is what is known as Shastram. Shastram Pramanam, you have to analyze whether it is Achara, Vichara, Sankalpa or anything using science. Shastram Pramanam is the message given by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Aptavakyam Pramanam, if Shastram is not available, then take the opinion of scholars. Aptavakyam Pramanam is given in Dharma Shastra. Then comes Pratyaksham Pramanam, Nyaya Shastra. Whatever you are seeing, only that you should believe. So Shastram Pramanam, Aptavakyam Pramanam, Pratyaksham Pramanam. Then comes Anumanam Pramanam in Upaveda, particularly in Ayurveda. After getting all the data, you have to do the guessing. You have to do the extrapolation or interpolation, or you have to estimate, evaluate systematically. Anumanam. These are the 4 points. Even the modern science take it for analyzing the modern knowledge. And after this 4 knowledge, remember that Sakshat Anubhavair Drishto Na Shruto Na Gurudarshita Lokanam Upakaraya Etat Sarvam Pradarshitam. All the knowledge is submitted to the world, to the people, based on Anubhavair Yukto, Sakshat Anubhavair Yukto. These are all submitted to the people not by mere imagination, but understood through the experiential knowledge. Na Shruto, it is not heard from somewhere. Na Gurudarshita, it is not taken as though the teachers have told us like this. Na Gurudarshita. But these are all presented for Lokanam Upakaraya Edad Sarvam Pradarshinam. For the benefit of the people, all these are submitted. And whenever it is told like that, nowhere in our heritage it is mentioned that you have to take everything as such. No. ஆச்சாரியாத் பாதமாதத்தே பாதம் சிஷ்யஸ்வமேதயா பாதம் ச பிரம்மச்சாரிப்யா சேஷம் காலக்ரமேணச்ச. Excellent message, even adopted in the 21st century, it can be adopted even in the 40th or 50th century AD also, it can be adopted. Take only one quarter from the teachers. Acharyat padamadate. Indirectly, the converse theorem, it tells that whatever is needed in your life, only one quarter you will be getting from the teachers. Padam shishya swamedhaya. Make one quarter by yourself, or whatever is needed in your life, for which only one quarter you have to make by yourself. Only you can make one quarter. Padam sa brahmacharibhya, the third quarter you have to make, or you will be getting from the surroundings, from others, colleagues, friends, from TV, from radio, from newspaper, from weekly, from monthly, and so on. Shesham kalakramena cha. The last quarter you will be getting only during the process of living. The last quarter you have to acquire when you are marching forward in your life. So remember, acharyat padamadatte padam shishyaswamedhaya padam sa brahmacharibhya சேஷம் காலக்ரமேணச்ச. Nowhere in our heritage it is told that you have to blindly follow the Vedas, you have to blindly follow the Ramayana, you have to blindly follow your guru, you have to blindly follow whatever is told by our forefathers. Take only one quarter and make by yourself one quarter, the third quarter from the surroundings and from the colleagues, and the last quarter during the process of living. What is meant by during the process of living? By addition, deletion, modification, and correction. You add from wheresoever good knowledge available. Ano badraha kratavo yantu vishvadaha. Let noble thoughts come towards us from all over the world. From all over the world, let the noble thoughts come towards us. They never said, let noble thoughts come towards us only from Vedas. Our forefathers never said that one, let noble thoughts come towards us only from Vedavyasa. They never said. And they never said, let noble thoughts come towards us only from India. That also they did not say. Ano bhadraha kratavo yantu vishvadaha. So you have to add. Some of the things you have to delete. Brahmova, Brahmajova, Kova, Yova, Satyam, Satyam Ityeva Satyam. Whether it is told by Lord Brahma or the father of Lord Brahma, let it be anybody, let it be from wheresoever. You have to take if and only if it is truth, fact and essence. Satyam, Satyam Ityeva Satyam. What is Satyam? Satyam means truth, Satyam means fact. Satya means essence. If and only if it is truth, then only you take it. So addition, deletion. Some of the things you have to modify. How to modify all these things? Nagagrandanena sarvam karshnayasam vijnadam karshnayasam ityeva satyam. In Chandokya Upanishad it is told that if something is told about a nail cutter, nail cutter means the cutter used for cutting the nails. Nagakrindanena sarvam karshnayasam vijnatam. If somewhere it is mentioned that nail cutter is available, it means that the technology for making nail cutter was available at that period. The metallurgical knowledge existed during the period when this particular nail cutter was made. And people knew that the metallic ores and minerals were known to the people. That is the reason why they could extract the metal from the minerals and ores. They could know how to refine the metal. They knew how to make the mold for making the nail cutter. And also they know pretty well, or they knew pretty well, that the temperature for the metallurgical process could also be generated. If nail cutter is made of iron, it means that iron minerals and ores were known. It means that heating and melting these metal at 1140 degrees centigrade was known. And there existed a mold which will not melt or burn off when this molten iron is put. That was known. And the mold needed for making the nail cutter and making technology existed there. So this is addition, deletion, modification and correction. Wherever something is going wrong, you have to accept it that it is wrong, then reject it. You need not follow if it is wrong. Tadasya kuboyamidi bruvana ka purusha kshaarajalam pibadi. Telling that this well is dug by my father. This particular well which contains water now, it is dug by my father long, long ago. I still take water from that well because I want to show respect to my father by drinking water from that well. Even though it is salt water, I will continue to drink that. That approach is wrong. Ayam kubaha tadasya iti bruvana ka purishaha chara jalam pibadi. Telling that this well is dug by my father, which man will be taking salt water from that if contains only salt water? So if father has done something wrong, your mother has done something wrong, or if your guru has done something wrong, you need not blindly follow that. So if it is wrong, it is wrong forever. So addition, deletion, modification and correction. So Indian scientific temper gives you the correct message, not the blind message like many atheists follow here. Many atheists and many so-called pseudo-intellectuals and many leftist party people, they have got the belief that only what they said is correct. Only whatever they know, that is correct. Only whatever they approve, that is correct. Only whatever their leaders say, that is correct. All other things are superstition according to them. So this itself is the superstition. This itself is the non-scientific temper. It is against the scientific temper if somebody tells only what I know is correct, only what I follow is correct, only what I approve is correct, only what my leader tells, only that is correct. That is the solid proof that that fellow does not have any scientific temper. So here we say, take one quarter from the acharya. And remember, the definition of acharya is achinodija shastrartan shishyan sadhayate sudhi swayam acharati chaiva saha acharya iti smrita. Those who know the scientific meaning of that particular concept, achinodija shastrartan, those who know the scientific meaning of that, shishyan sadhayate sudhi, those who can teach the student the simplest possible way, giving examples. Shishyan sadhayate sudhi swayam acharati chaiva. Whatever messages are given, the teacher is expected to practice in their life, in his life or in their life. Saha acharya iti smrita. So the definition of the teacher is so clearly given here. From that teacher you have to take acharyat padamadatte. So it is very clearly given here what is meant by science and what is meant by scientific temper. Parikshayastu ghalu prayojanam pradivatti jnanam. You are expected to conduct experiment continuously. Otherwise, you will end up in superstition. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna has told, jnanam vijnana sahidam yatnyatva mukshyate ashubhat. Even the pure spiritual knowledge, you are expected to understand through the scientific knowledge. Jnanam, spiritual knowledge. Vijnana sahidam. Vijnana means scientific knowledge. Yad jnatva, after knowing the spiritual knowledge, through scientific knowledge, you will get rid of superstition. Mokshyate ashubhad. So for getting rid of the superstition, you are expected to analyze even the spiritual knowledge through science. So our scientific temper was so nice. And remember that science and spirituality went hand in hand. Only in Europe and other places the scientists were killed for putting forth the hypothesis and the theorems and other things that earth is spherical, earth rotates around the sun. For that type of discovery, people were even butchered. That is the so-called scientific temper in the West. But in India, you can see, those who have written Ayurvedic book, those who have written Yantra Sarvasva. You know, Yantra Sarvasva written by Bharadwaja Maharshi, the 40th chapter of Yantra Sarvasva explains Desha Deshaandaram Yaddat Loga Logaandaram Tada Dvipa Dvipaandaram Chaivayo Ambare Gandhu Varhati Savimanaiti Prokta Gheda Shastra Vidambaraihi. For going from one place to another place, from one island to another island, from one loka to another loka, whichever vehicle is used, yo ambare gendo marhati. The vehicle which should fly through the sky, sa vimana iti prokta, that is what is known as vimana. So Bharadwaja, who has written Yantra Sarvasva, is known as Bharadwaja Maharshi. Ayurveda is written by Charaka Maharshi and Susruta Maharshi. So those who have written scientific books are also known as Maharshis. And those who have written Vedas, Vyasa Maharshi, Valmiki Maharshi, and you can see so many others, Vishwamitra Maharshi, Kanva Maharshi, and those who have written science books and spiritual books, they are named in the same way. And the literature written on the science and spirituality are also known in the same way. Rig Veda Samhita, that is a spiritual book. Charaka Samhita is the scientific book. Yajurveda Samhita, Shishruta Samhita. Those who have written the spiritual books, they are known as Acharyas. Drona Acharya and Bharadwaja Acharya. And it continues like that. You can see Aryabhatta Acharya, Varahamihira Acharya, Lalla Acharya, Vadeshwara Acharya, Bhaskara Acharya, Acharya J.C. Bose, Acharya P.C. Ray, and even up to Dr. C.V. Raman. We in ancient India, or even in India, used to say Acharya C.V. Raman. But after C.V. Raman, using the title Acharya has been stopped. So our spiritual leaders and scientific leaders, they were all purely known as Acharyas. The books were given equal status. Every spiritual book has got a subsidiary scientific book. If you are studying in graduation level BSc, you can see if you are chemistry main, you have got physics and mathematics subsidiary. If you are physics main, you have got chemistry and mathematics as subsidiary. Just like that, Rigveda has got Upaveda subsidiary Arthashastra, economics. Yajurveda is a spiritual book which has got a subsidiary that is known as the science of archery. And Samaveda has got the Gandharva Veda as subsidiary. Ayurveda has got its subsidiary, Atharva Veda has got its subsidiary known as Ayurveda and Sthapatya Veda. So you can see Rigveda has got economics, Yajurveda has got science of archery, Samaveda has got science of music, Gandharva Veda, Atharva Veda has got Ayurveda subsidiary. So this science and spirituality existed here together. That is the concept of modern world also. This concept existed in India from time immemorial. Almost all the Indian acharyas, if you are analyzing, you can see that there will be the scientific concept in that and also the spiritual concept in that. Without spirituality, no science existed in India. Without science, no spirituality existed in India. That is why Albert Einstein said the science without spirituality, it is blind, and spirituality without science is lame. He used the word religion, I changed it to spirituality. Because religion, maybe Semitic religion, means it is against science. But here you can see science without spirituality and spirituality without science, they cannot exist in the 21st century. We strictly followed all these things. So when I tell you that you have to chant mantra, mantra chanting has got a neuro-linguistic effect, and mantra is spiritual in nature. If you are praying, it has got psycho-linguistic effect, and prayer is a spiritual activity. And if you are performing Ganapati Homa, Gana Homa, it is a spiritual activity, but the smoke coming from that, the smoke from the coconut husk, it has got sulfur dioxide. And the smoke from the coconut shell, it has got phenols. The smoke from the coconut kernel, it has got pyrazines. All the three are enough to kill any bacteria present in your home if you are performing a Ganapati Homa in your home. And similarly, if somebody is blessing, putting their right hand on your head, every blessing changes the brain chemistry. So blessing is spiritual in nature. At the same time, it has got a scientific concept also. Matra Devo Bhava, Pitru Devo Bhava, Acharya Devo Bhava, Atithi Devo Bhava. You know that mother is nothing but a woman, but you are giving divinity to your mother. So the relation is divine relation. Your father is an ordinary human being, but we put divinity in him. Pitru Devo Bhava. Our motherland India is only a piece of land, but we put a divinity on that. That we call Bharata Bhumi, then Matra Bhumi, Pitru Bhumi, Punya Bhumi, Yajna Bhumi, Karma Bhumi, Jnana Bhumi, and so on. So, in India, science and spirituality existed together. Not science and religion existed together. In India, there was no religion at all. In India, it is only spirituality. The Christian religion is founded by Jesus Christ. Islam by Prophet Muhammad. But Hindu Dharma, not a single person. Thousands of rishis for the last many thousands of years, written many thousands of books in thousands of subjects, and gave to us and told Vimrsyeta Tasheshena Yadayachasita Thakur. Whatever you feel worth it, take it. Otherwise, forget about it. So this scientific temper existed in India. And this we will be continuing for 3 or 4 classes also. All these messages will be available in YouTube. I request you to spread the messages from the YouTube to everyone. With these words, I would like to express my deep gratitude to you. Spread the message scientifically, logically, and rationally. Let all Indians and those who respect India learn that, understand that, and spread that. It is your bound duty to spread with a rational, logical, and scientific background all the messages existed in India. Wherever superstitions are existed, remove it. Nobody will be going to punish you, because we are an open society. We were an open society. Anybody can question anything. And if and only if you want to approve, you approve. Even if you want to criticize something, study thoroughly, then only criticize. Without studying, never criticize anything. If you do not know the subject, keep away from the subject. And don't think that when you have your PhD, don't think that when you have got your IAS, or you are MBBS, MD, or MTech, that does not give you the permission to criticize a subject which you do not know. If and only if you know, you criticize it. Or Otherwise, if you want to approve it or reject it, then also study it, then only approve it. Blindly don't do it. Don't say that everything existed in Vedas. Don't say that nothing existed in India. Don't say that only Zero and Pythagoras theorem existed in India. All the three concepts are wrong. So many knowledge, which we will be analyzing shortly within 2 or 3 days, they were available here. Study it thoroughly, spread the message. I repeat the word scientifically, logically, and rationally. Thank you very much. My pranams to you.